in church to come together to get an idea of how we're going forward and what we need to do and how that we need to conduct our services and schedule our services. First, I want to read a psalm. I was looking through, and there's so many comforting words in the Bible, and I would completely urge each and every one of us to go to the Word of God, not only during these times, but during all the times, but especially during these times when things are seemingly in such a topsy-turvy world, and find comfort. You can find comfort in the words of God when you can't find comfort anywhere else. And the psalmist here wrote in the 121st Psalm, he said, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore." Can we pray? Dear gracious Heavenly Father, how thankful we are, God, for your holy presence tonight. Thankful for those who have gathered here tonight. God, I pray your blessing and your anointing, not only those who are here tonight, God, but so many who stand in need of prayer tonight. Father, if there was ever a time that this world needed to turn to you, it's in the day and hour that we're living in. And Father, I know, God, that you can sustain us. I know, God, that you can make a way. Your words, God, your scriptures are comforting to us. I pray, God, that we would lean on you and not our own understanding. Pray, God, that we would live by faith and trust in your power and your ability. Asking you now to direct this service, God, to bless each and every one that's come. Those who are sick, those who are afflicted, Father, I pray for their health. I pray for their welfare, that you would touch and anoint. Pray for our first responders tonight. So many of the medical profession, God, are on the front line tonight. And Father, I pray your blessings. Keep them safe. God, keep them healthy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Again, thank you for coming tonight. Basically, what I want to do, I do not like, or it's distressed me out really, really to a point. I do not want to cancel service. However, I do not want to put anybody's life in jeopardy either. I do not want to feel like you are compelled or even expected to come to church just to be in church. I believe in the power of God. I preach faith. I try to live by faith, and I know God is able to keep us from harm and danger. We pray that every night. But I want to prepare you to. It hasn't happened yet, but there is, from all likelihood, as you see these other things begin to shut down, not mandatory, or not voluntarily, but mandatory. Do not want you to be surprised if it comes to a point where they say you cannot have church, you cannot gather. They've moved the numbers down from 250 to 50. Now they're saying, you know, they suggest, that it's not mandatory yet, they just suggest that people do not meet or congregate with 10 or more. Again, we preach faith, we believe faith, and we know God is able to keep us. But I want to get your feelings tonight. I want to see what you feel, how you would think maybe we can go to forward as this. I can make the decision. We're going to continue to have services the same way that we've always had. And then if something, God forbid, would happen, I don't know if I could carry that blame. It would really be devastating to me if somebody thought, well, brother, you should have canceled the services and now see what's happened. Whereas on the flip side of that, I do not want people to say, well, Brother Eddie's just going to cancel all the services and when we really need to be in church. So you can see the thing that's weighing in my heart and my mind, and I prayed and prayed and prayed about it. And God just said, well, get the core of the church and see what your feelings are. And before I do that, I'd just like to share with me, I would love to see us continue to keep the church open. Whether we have a regular service or service as usual. In fact, I don't have to tell you that things are not usual. Things are not normal as they was a month or 2 months ago. Everything has changed. Whether there's any reality that all of this, but things have changed. If you've been to the grocery store, you know they've changed. If you've been to try to go to your favorite restaurant, you know that things have changed. If you're teaching your kids at home, at school, things have changed. If they can tell you that you cannot go to school, in all likelihood, they could tell us that you cannot open the church doors. I don't see that happening, but it may. Now, some of the organized churches, some of the denominations have already made that choice themselves. And I heard that some actually from the corporate have said, no, we're going to make that decision. We're not going to leave it up to the individual congregation, but we're going to make that decision until this matter settles down. We're closing all the doors. Thank God we're an independent. We're not associated with anybody over us as far as telling us what we can and can't do. That's the local assembly. That's in our bylaws. We are an independent an independent house of God or worship of God, so that we can make our own decisions in our bylaws. But again, I would like to see us continue if it gets to where maybe I and a sound man can come to church and continue to put services and the message on the on our website, then I'm willing to do that. If we can come and our musicians can't come, then we'll carry on the best way we can. I do need to tell you this. Sister Penny's going to be missing quite a bit of church because she and I made the decision we're not going to get Kevin out right now. It's just he doesn't have really an immune system. and regardless of the coronavirus, he doesn't even need to catch a cold or the flu or anything. So we've made that decision. We're going to keep him at home. But that doesn't mean that I'm not going to be here. I'll be here every time that we open the church doors. But I want to get some type of feeling from the church tonight on what kind of schedule, what kind of format we want to go forward. I also would like maybe to get some input from some of our ministry leaders. I know that they're practicing the resurrection program for Easter. Do we make it mandatory that those that are involved in that come on Sunday night to practice? I don't know. I need to talk to those who are heading up the drama. Also, Brother Keith, I'm leaving that up to you. Your Thursday night, normally it's less than 10. Anyway, that may be a continuation. The Men's Brotherhood, that's Brother Jim. He can make that decision. But tonight, basically, I want to throw it out to you, see what you think. I do definitely want to continue to have our Sunday morning service. And, maybe until the end of this month or something, maybe temporarily not have the Sunday night service, just the Sunday morning service. That's cutting your chances in half as far as getting out on the highways or doing anything. And we don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. I know God will take care of us. But that's my thinking. And I've talked to some people on Wednesday night. I'm so excited about what the teens are doing downstairs and about what the classes of the younger folks are doing on Wednesday night. I would like to continue our Wednesday night with the understanding that if anybody is uncomfortable coming or apprehensive or even concerned that they might be a carrier or receive something, again, we revert to the health experts. Wash your hands, do the things. If you're having a fever, if you're having, and this is just true with even the common cold or anything, you might want to skip that particular service. And again, that's entirely up to you. You want to use your discretion on whether or not to attend. But in my feeling, church is probably the best and safest place that we could possibly be. Again, just kind of using good common practices. Penny and I today, just to let you know, that every door handle, every lock, every light switch, all the faucets, all the downstairs, the rail, the children's church, the rail, the bathroom facilities, everything that could be wiped down with disinfectant has been wiped down with disinfectant, even the wrought iron railing on the front porch. These are just things, even though we live and operate by faith, these are just things. You clean your house, you do disinfectants and things like this. This will help, and we'll continue to do that when we have services. Because from what they're saying, you could have something and pass it on unbeknownst to the person who's even not even exemplifying any symptoms whatsoever. So having said that, that's my recommendation, but it's only a recommendation. I'd like to throw it out to y'all and let maybe get some feedback tonight on what you think about that, or you think of something else. And I'm willing to go along with what the congregation desires to do, because I don't know that it should be my call totally. So what, can I get some feedback, anybody? This is the time to share. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Well, like I said, I do not want, even if we vote not to have church, I'll still be here and I'll open the church doors. But you never know. You never know. And the church will be open. I will still come on Wednesday night and open the church door. The only thing that I thought, if we did anything, we might postpone Sunday night service until further notice. But again, that's up to y'all. That would help me and Penny out. Give me a break with maybe helping her set with Kevin some, because when I'm not there, she has to change him and do all that stuff and everything. So it's kind of, I'm not trying to wimp out at all. I'm just trying to face reality with him till we get him back to where he needs to be as well. So does that sound okay? Okay, let me ask, we want to continue the regular format, have a Sunday school and a church service. Sunday school at 10, church service at 11, because we have young people that are part of the church that want to be in Sunday school, and we want to continue to do that. Sister Sharon.
Brother Andy, you know the biggest crowd is on Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're going to have
right. That's fine with me. That's again, that's the reason I want to hear from the church. Yes, sir. And the children's church, the thing about Sunday morning, they will be segregated. They'll be out there with, not with the regular crowd. They'll be in Sunday school downstairs, and they're going to be in smaller numbers, which would be advantageous, I guess, for that. And then be in the children's church, where they would be as a group, but probably their immune system is stronger than ours, should there be any cause for concern. So I hear a motion to continue services as usual. Is anybody else? Yes, ma'am.
And I'm all for us having church too. I think we get out of the habit of going to church. I think we need to have church. But with Kevin in question, are you the way I understand this? The way this stuff works, I could be infected with it and not even know it at the time and pass it on to you. Are you not in return going to pass that on to Kevin? Kevin, I don't mean to sound selfish, y'all, but Kevin being the main, are you not worried at least a little bit with us having a big crowd of you catching something and taking it back to Sister and Kevin?
Well, probably that's in the back of everybody's mind, but I'm willing to make that decision, but with prayer and with good housekeeping, and if I feel the least bit, then I'm not going to go in his room that's one thing. But bringing him out is something that, depending, I've made that decision. We're not going to do that right now. we're just we're you know it's and of course I know he stays in the nursery, but then You know, it could be anything. We just, please understand, we're going to keep him at home for a little while and see him through this, because he had a rough week, and we don't want to see him back down in the hospital. But I'll still be here. I'll be here for every service if that's what we want to do. I have no problem with that. I've even thought about volunteering, you know, just to come in, like I said, with a sound man and do the service and send it out so everybody. We'll still do that. I think all the Sunday morning, is Sunday night also, is it? Sunday morning and Sunday night. So if, in fact, you don't feel like coming to church and can't make it, you can go online to the church website and hear the sermons. I'm not sure if the singing is all on. It's just the sermons right now. But we might could incorporate a praise song or something. And that's another thing. Our church service might change a little bit. We may not be having as much singing. We may not be, grouped together. I don't know. We're just going to have to do it as we see fit. But do it by trial and error, I guess. But anything we do. And one thing I was going to... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, sister. True. I think, you know, and that's evident tonight by your attendance here to come. And in spite of what the government says and in spite of what popular opinion says, you've made the choice that I'm going to put my faith and trust in God. And I'm hearing that, and I'm willing to do that. And I'm, you know, but again, y'all, please understand the responsibility that's on my shoulders if somebody does get sick. And Brother Eddie, why didn't you shut it down? You know, I gotta bear that burden, and I just want us to know that we're on the same page. Speaking from very limited knowledge and experience on that, I think as long as if we make sure that everybody's aware that it is completely voluntary, we're not forcing or compelling anybody to come. Now, on the other hand, the government hasn't done this yet, but if the government mandates that we can't have service and we go ahead and have it anyway, then I would see probably liability there, because you would be going against what the government has done. Right now, the way I understand it, they're suggesting it, and they're telling you really need to be careful or try to avoid. And that's not just in church. That's at your barbershop. That's wherever you go. They're just kind of telling you to do all of this. And I just think we just need to use caution. But, again, I'm prepared to do all the services as normal. Because, I will be here. I'll open the doors and I probably would do it anyway, whether we wasn't having a service or not, just in case anybody didn't get the word and came in or whatever. That's entirely up to y'all. I do, like I said, when I came tonight, I did not have any intentions of saying, hey, we're going to put off all church. A lot of people are doing that. We're not going to have church till after March the 31st, or some of them saying now to April. I don't think that's the way to go. I don't think that's showing that we put our faith and trust in God. But God can protect us, but we don't walk across an intersection either when we know that there's cars coming. So we do the very best we can, but we live by faith as well. So if y'all are willing to go forward with all services regularly, that's fine with me. We have some more input over here, and then I want to share something with you as well. Yes, ma'am.
You're putting that on me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So you gotta wash the hands.
Yeah, just do the yeah. Or if you are experiencing a fever and tightness, shortness of breath, you might want to sit that service or two out. You know, because we see how panic spreads, you know, and that. So I guess what we do is continue the services the same and leave it completely up to the congregation at your discretion. If you're comfortable coming, please come. The church doors will be open. If not, then we understand if you feel unsafe or a little apprehensive about coming. Maybe that tries to cover both bases, if that's possible. But just be prepared to understand that Penny probably won't be making very many services until things sort of settle in. Yes, ma'am, over here. Yeah.
Because Kevin's a big part of this church, and we all want him to be safe. That's first and foremost in everybody's mind. So if you need to be at home with Kevin so she can have a break, we all understand that.
Well, having said that may be like some Sunday nights. I may keep him and let her come. She wants to come to church too. and we got other ministers, like you said, that can certainly conduct the service and do that, and that way that one of us will be here, one of us will be there with him. That's what we did in the hospital. We just swapped out, and then one of us can be here too. It's doable. Now, having church is doable, and it's, you know, again, I thought about some of the churches you see in the big cities that basically never close. They have the doors open all the time. You see it on television sometimes. They'll go in and pray. Now, this is some of the other denominations. I don't know about any of the small towns and all, but some of the larger cities, they have the doors are open continuously. So I was making plans. I was going to be here and open the doors anyway, regardless of whatever direction we decided to go tonight, just because everybody might not get the word out. And some stranger or something may need prayer, you know. And God forbid if somebody's needing the Lord and can't find a church open, you know. So whether the congregation can meet in its fullness or not, then I was still going to open the doors of the church. So wow.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Is that the general feeling of the body tonight then? To continue, well, we need to get, do we want to vote, take a show of hands, or just anybody opposed? And again, if you're not comfortable, please don't feel that we're pressing you or compelling you or to make you feel guilty about not coming. Believe me, we understand. But, like I said, you never know when there might be somebody that really need, that's not a regular part of the congregation or something that needs to get in touch with the Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. And I wanted to leave that up. I didn't want to tell you, you got to keep doing it or you can't do it. Didn't want to tell you that. I didn't want to tell our ministry leaders that. You pretty much have the same core group coming and you know them and you're not, it's not a 15 or 20 person gathering, and not yet, amen, but it could be, amen, it could be, yeah, you keep doing that, and like I said, I was planning on being here and open the doors anyway, if nobody came, that would be fine, we just have prayer and go on, so then Wednesday night, that means that the downstairs will continue as you've been, the teen class, and you and Sister Sharon alternating out y'all's services, how you do that, or your classes. Still a 7 o'clock start. Okay. All right. Sunday morning will still be Sunday school at 10, worship at 11. And Sunday night service, 7 o'clock. 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock. Yes, ma'am. Gotcha. Let me write that down. Okay, I gotcha. Oh, yeah. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much. Just keep your pray him in your prayers right now that he'll get completely over this and let's pray too for the nation. Let's pray for the world. Let's pray for this whatever. And let's prepare for Bible prophecy too. You know, let's understand and know that our will is not always God's will. What we see as we might call a pandemic may not be nothing more than God doing his work. And he never messes up. He's in charge. And we know that he's going to protect us and take care of us regardless. Yes, ma'am.
If I could say one more thing, then I'll be quiet.
Sure. Well, yeah, if you know, and I'm not saying we're going to do that every Sunday night or anything like that. There may be, you know, Karen might sit one night with him or something, you know, and or whatever. Or if he's feeling real, real good, you know, we'll look at that and then see if we bring him in the nursery, you know, and on a Sunday night. And, you know, God may just see fit to take him completely healed, you know. And,
amen.
Are you, I'm saying, I guess. I'll ramble forever, you know, a preacher. Can't talk without preaching. Don't you wish you had a microphone? Deal. That's fine. Well, that's not going to work out because most of my sermon is going to be geared toward you anyway. And having said that, thank you for your input. So just to give you an opportunity, if you leave tonight and say, man, I wish we hadn't have done that, now's your time to speak up, because every opinion is... We want to hear your opinion. We want to hear what you think, because we're on the same page. Yes, sir. We want to be on the same page.
I'm in favor of business as usual until they close the doors.
Okay. And if they close the doors, it won't be me. It won't be me. If they put guards or something. And you know what? We've always said that, but we never thought it would ever happen. You know, my granddaddy would talk about that, you know, say, well, you better... get in church where you can. One of these days they're liable to close and lock the doors and you won't be able to come. Yeah, right, you know. But it, you know, 2 months ago we didn't think that the government shut schools down. We didn't think that all this other, but they got too much power, way too much power to dictate to our lives. And that's what's the matter. We're so used to freedom, coming and going and doing what we please, and then it doesn't set well. So you have to make concessions in the world. Okay, speaking of that, I know that this also will bring a great financial burden upon many people. Let's just face it. Some jobs may face layoffs. Some companies may face closing. God blessed us immensely last year here in the church. For those of you that may not always attend the business meetings or know exactly what sometimes transpires, we're completely debt-free now. This building has been paid off completely, way, way, way ahead of time. So the Lord has blessed us. Financially, we're very, very sound. That's great. That's wonderful. I guess what I'm saying and what I asked Brother Jim tonight to not receive an offering, and probably what I'd like to do maybe for the next couple of weeks is just put an offering plate at the back of the church. And if you want to put something in the offering plate, please do so. Sometimes receiving an offering in a service, sometimes people feel like they have to give. Understand, if you give to God, He's going to bless you. I know that. But if your tithes and all, if you want to just drop them in out there. And also, it keeps down the spread, if there's anything, you know, when you're taking up money and receiving monies, things like that. So, we won't even have, if that's all right with y'all, we won't even have a break in the service where we say we're going to receive an offering now. Just know and pass it on. If anybody says something, we'll just have an offering plate or a barrel or a barrel. Maybe not quite a barrel, but a jug or something to put in. And then who knows, maybe we might need a barrel. I don't know. But just for the next several weeks, just kind of do it that way. And that way, too, when our visitors come in, if, in fact, we don't know what they're going through, what kind of financial things. I know people are having to spend a lot more money right now, or than they normally do. And some of them don't even have the guarantee that they're still going to have a job. So just trying to be sensitive to that area. Is that okay with everybody? Rather than receiving an offering, we'll just place something back there for them people to put in, or the people to put in their offering. Does that sound okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. A PayPal account, absolutely. You can pay online. Thank you, Sister Lori. That's so true. Your tithe, your offering, whatever, you can do that, or you can put it on the... And let me share this, too, because we found a couple of pay envelopes on the pew there, and they didn't get turned in, I guess, during the last offering that we received. But it has a place on there, and one of these was designated to a certain ministry. in the church. That's fine. If you want to give in an offering, and this particular person had put two pay envelopes down, and one was addressed to a certain ministry in the church, and one was just addressed to the church. If you would like to specify some of your offering to go to a specific ministry, that's well and good. Sister Lori and Brother Thomas can keep that segregated. They can keep that in a different part. It all goes into the general treasury, understand, but you're dealing with numbers. If you want to specify this goes to the brotherhood, this goes to ladies or whatever, you can do that, and there's a place to do that and write that in on the pay envelope. Just a little bit of a housekeeping thing that we can share with you that some of you may not have been aware of. All right. Is everybody in perfect agreement then? If not, please voice. Okay. So going forward, then we'll need to get that out. We will be having regular service, okay, from now on. If that changes, we'll meet together again, and if something, you know, unforeseen to us or something that's completely out of our control, then I wanted to prepare you for that as well. And say, oh, Brother Eddie, they'd never do that. I don't know. I hope and pray that they don't. Rather than seeing empty churches in our neighborhood, I would love to see churches completely filled to capacity. Now, some have the ability to get their program out visually as well as audibly. We're not there. We can just get an audible version out of the sermon or maybe a song or two. And that's well and good for them. But, I love that scripture that says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, praying one for another. I love that. And that's the way I was raised in church, and that's kind of in me, to be with my brothers and sisters in prayer and in thoughtfulness. All right. Anybody else? Y'all been kind of quiet. Yes, sir. Right.
But keep your immune system strong. Vitamin C, zinc, D3, whatever. But that will help as much as washing your hands, believe it or not. Because they say, well, the young people don't get it as easy. Well, the immune system of a young person is much stronger than it is for most of us. All right? So,
true.
You know, we need to definitely look at these steps that we can take as adults to keep our immune systems up and keep them as strong as possible.
And hydrate. That's right. Hydrate. They're saying that the more hydration you get, the more your body is able to ward off impurities that come through the nose and through the mouth. So get used to drinking lots and lots and lots of water, and that really helps. Anybody else? I love y'all. Y'all are such a blessing and precious, and let's just... Continue working for the Lord, and if anybody says, well, our church is not having church now, I say, well, come on up to First Pentecostal and worship with us. Amen. All right. Does anybody need prayer tonight? I certainly do not want to dismiss without giving an opportunity for anyone that needs prayer. Okay. Again, just a couple of things I want to reiterate. We will go forward with the same church schedule. Okay, everybody's clear on that. And if somebody's here and you want to get the word out to them, we still are leaving it up to your discretion. Okay, don't say, Brother Eddie expects you to be here. I expect you to be here if you feel good. Okay, how's that? You know, but I'm not going to get mad and upset if you don't come either. We've got some that have chosen and let me know that until this thing gets sort of settled down, Brother Eddie, we probably won't be coming. I'm not going to get upset. I'm not going to get mad with that. But I'm going to still come as long as I can and open the church doors for those who can come. Okay? So I just wanted to kind of reiterate that. So make sure everybody knows that we're having the same schedule of services. That hasn't changed as of now. If it does, we'll address that at that point in time. All right. Would you stand tonight? Amen.
Praise God.
Let's just all pray. Can we do that tonight?